a new night of discovery, and I felt as if I had found a long-lost friend. When we talked of metaphysics and forgot of the syllabus, our preference for the Russian style of ballet, we picked up where we left off, didn't we? Wherever that was, an eternity ago, an eternity from now. You said I was your revenant, and I didn't understand until now what that meant. And we talked to Stephen LaBerge, his ideas about lucid dreaming. Am I dreaming? Was I dreaming when I met you? I felt as if time had collapsed on itself with me at the center. I was relieved to have found you again, but I hadn't met you yet. Then came the phone calls. I'd heard your voice before. It sounded so familiar. You consoled me like you knew the prevailing themes of my life's lessons here. Fear of love. Trust. I loved you, though. The way your fingers stroked the keys. The music soft with my ear pressed hard against the receiver. Concerto only for me. Mixed with sounds coming just off the street where I grew up, muffled by the tree outside my open window that I sat near in the dark. The thread of her light was more visible there as it delicately dangled, life to life. Then you would say, ask yourself, am I dreaming? We often talked of meeting face to face, but the plans crumbled, it seems, under the intensity of our attraction. You said you knew one day we would be together. How could you let that be the last thing you said to me? Did you know I often drove to Bowling Green, the birthplace of Edgar Casey? I knew you had read his books. I often wondered, should I just keep driving, follow the signs straight to Lexington? 30 minutes outside of Nashville. 85 miles per hour, then welcome to Kentucky. And I always ask myself, Daniel, am I dreaming? I somehow felt closer to you while I hiked the trails of Mammoth Cave, but I couldn't walk far enough. I was trapped living this life, claiming it as reality. I sometimes wonder if I am still dreaming. Will time collapse again and we fold inward, only to gently expand, creating a new reality? I haven't heard from you. I thought for sure I would have by now. I'm left with the letters, the black and white photo, the familiar phrases, and Elton John. With me, the tiny dancer, and you, I miss you so much.